Just to track back to the original thing you started with, which is what you're presenting here, one of the issues in this study, and there are lots of studies, not just in breast, even lung cancer, you know, trying to do extra biopsies is the patient-informed consent. How do women respond to this request?
It's not just the woman. One of the major stumbling blocks in the current trial that we were talking about, which had actually a third biopsy planned before surgery for those patients with residual tumor, was their doctors. I'm not going to subject my patient to three biopsies. Well, you find that same spectrum with patients. There are many patients that say to me, "Doctor, do anything. I'll be a guinea pig." And they say that word, which is anathema to us in clinical research, because I don't want my daughter, I don't want somebody else I know to have to go through this. I want to learn everything possible. There are women who don't care. And as an aside, I would say that we look at our patients as partners in research, and even though it's a modicum, we give them money for doing these biopsies. You know, it's a small amount, but their parking, their childcare, their whatever, we give them something to acknowledge their help in this. And yes, there are patients who don't want to do that. Well, they don't necessarily participate. But again, thinking about the small number of patients who participate in clinical trials, the 4%, I mean, in a large measure, you're getting the crusaders. But a lot reflects, I think, the investigator. The patients who come to see me mostly because their doctor knows who I am and what I'm doing. And if their doctor doesn't want them to get on a protocol or doesn't want to be involved in research, they're not going to send them to me. They'll send them to someone else.